what I want to preach to us tonight. First place I'll be reading will be Matthew 14th chapter. Anybody wants to go there with me and I'll be hopscotching all over the place? Or if you just want to jot down where I'll be going, Lord willing that is, we'll go right on. And let's pray that He'll have His way in this altar service. I hope you're praying for the altar services that we have. Because we got some that have been seeking the Holy Ghost for a while now. And we haven't seen Him come through. Or seen them break through, I should say. He's always come through. It's good to see that Sister Jamie got back and prayed back through to where she needed to be. Just keep on digging. Keep right on going. But it would be good to see some of these others be able to get in there where they need to be. The 22nd verse, 14th chapter, Matthew's Gospel said, straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. When He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. That 26th verse says, and when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled. And the 28th verse said, Peter answered Him, said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, come. And Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Keep that in mind. I'm going to go to Luke, 14th chapter. The 15th verse said, and when one of them that sat at meat with Him heard these things, He said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat the bread in the kingdom of God. Then said He unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as Thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. That's an awful thought to even have, to think that there will be some that though they were bid, and I believe everybody will be before their time of death comes. But I know there may be a little contrast in the scripture. And as I said, I read a few. But I read those first scripture in Matthew about Jesus compelling them to come out of the boat. And then I read these here in Luke to bring out the thought to you. In that 22nd verse, it, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. We all know, according to Scripture, that it's whosoever will has been since the beginning of time, since the beginning of man, I should say, in his wickedness to come down in disobedience. It's always been whosoever will, let him come. According to Revelations, we read it, and that's future yet, but yet it has been past. It's always been whosoever will. Psalms, the 36th chapter, says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Amen. Amen. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with fatness, with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. I'm a firm, staunch believer that there's more to what we have read in the Word of God. Most of the time we're just scratching the surface, and there are deep things there for us. But then again, sometimes we overlook the things that are on the shallow end looking for the deep. So you see, we've got to receive the Word of God. We've got to take it as the Lord brings it to us. We've got to study to show ourselves approved. And if we're going to study to do that, and we're going to be approved of God, there are things that He will reveal to us while we're looking into His treasures. We can look in there, Brother Les, and see the many gifts and the many attributes even of God. We can see a lot of times the personalities that He has, that personality of God in that He, in His desire toward us, because that personality illuminates His love, and it wants to show us a way of escape and a way out. Amen. 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 So many things have been laid down for us, have been handed out to us, and we've heard them so many times. We've heard them rehearsed day after day. We've heard them repeated sermon after sermon. They've been preached to us time after time. We've heard them so much that we got to the place where we shake our heads when they go to quote the Scripture or reading the Scripture, and we're really not listening to what that Scripture's got to say because we already know what it says. Therefore, we're thinking, well, come on, bring me some more. I know what that one says. Just bring me some more. Well, I look at this here in Matthew, the 14th chapter, about Jesus walking on that water, and that is a miracle, just an astounding miracle in itself. And many have tried to water it down, if I can use that term, and try to make it out to be something that it's really not, when we know He walked on the water. It wasn't a smooth glass of water that He walked on, glassy, I should say. It wasn't something that was calm, and they didn't have planks laid out there that He could walk on, because this Scripture tells us that sea was boisterous. It was troubled. The water was troubled. But when I look at that and I see what Jesus said, and I read that in that 26th verse to you, how that it said that, and when the disciples saw Him walking, they were troubled. Saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled. The 27th verse said, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. The next verse says, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Sister Smith asked the Lord to give her more faith. We've told it many times, and it's just a wonderful thing that this has happened in our day. I'm looking for more testimonies to come out not too far from now, of the moving and the hand of God. I'm going somewhere, so hang on here. But when he looked at Peter and he told him to come, we look at the vastness of where Jesus was out there on that sea. I don't know how large it was. I haven't studied to look to see how many miles long it was, how many feet deep it was, or anything of the sort. But all I know is that out there outside the boat, out there outside where the storm's going on, out there where the winds are licking and trying to move over the ship, there's somebody out there walking. And there's somebody inside this ship that's afraid, and there's another one in there just impulsive enough that he can look out there when they see that it's somebody that's familiar. Is it you? And if it is you, you tell me to come, because I've got enough confidence in you that you, if it's you, you won't bid me to come out there if I can't do it. Well, we can see what happened because of what the Scripture told us. Peter got out of the boat, and he walked on the water toward Jesus. The disciples, it said in that 26th verse, saw him walking on the sea. Peter was not the only one that saw him out there on that boisterous sea. Peter wasn't the only one that saw the trouble out there, but Peter was just bold enough and had so much love. And I believe Peter had a little machoism in him. I believe he wanted to be out front. and I do. I believe Peter was just impulsive enough. If that is you out there, these all are afraid. I'll just get right up here on the plank of the ship, or the rail of the ship, and I'll cry out to him. If it really is him, he'll tell us to come. I want to ask you something tonight. Do you believe that when Jesus looked over there and said, come, do you believe that if there had been more would have had that question in their heart, like Peter, that there could have been more to step out of that ship? Oh, no, Brother Lloyd. We don't want to read something into this that's not there. I'm not asking us to read anything in there, but I told you a while ago, and I'll preach it till the day that I die, that it's always going to be whosoever will, let him come. There was a sea outside the boat. That ship that they were in, only so many could stay in that ship. It would only hold so many. There was a capacity that could be inside that ship, but when you think about what's on the outside, that you're looking in trying to beckon us to step out of the norm and into the faithful, it's that one we call Jesus. Are we impulsive enough, if I can use that word? Are we bold enough? Do we love enough? Do we have enough desire in us that we know that outside that ship there's room for us? Oh, glory to God. We think about this world that we're living in, and it's been told, and I've said it many times, we're living in perilous times. We're living in a world that, listen to me, one of these days is going to be changed. There's a change coming. There is someone that's behind me, that's pushing me along, to let me declare in this hour that we're living in, for such a time as this, that there's a change a coming. Amen. Glory. I don't want to just be one that just speaks out of being impulsive, but I want to speak because there's somebody down in here that's a beckoning me to move on and quit staying where you have and move on up a little bit higher. I do believe that we want to be in this old ship of Zion. And there is safety there. Brother Benny said so many times, there's safety in this old ark. There is a place that we can rest. But oh, listen to me tonight. It's time for us to step outside the four walls of this holiness tabernacle and to go out there and tell them that there's somebody that's looking for you. Come on here. I feel it. I felt it. I still got it right down in my bosom right now that the holy hand of God laid itself right on Sister Carla Oney tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that just seems to me like Brother Vernon that when Jesus fastened those eyes upon that one we call Peter, I believe when Peter said, if it is you, that's all right, Brother Jeb, don't matter, bid me to come. When Jesus looked over, he didn't say, all right, Peter, come. Come on. Yeah, Peter's the one that spoke. Don't let me confuse you. And I'm not trying to preach something to you that's not in the Word of God. But I do believe that it always has been, always will be, that whosoever will come on. Amen. How many believes heaven's big enough for this entire population that's on this earth right now? He can save them all. It'll be big enough when we get there. It'll be just right. Heaven's full of mansions. Come on with me right here. If it were not so, he said, I'd have told you. But I'm going to prepare you a place. I feel like there was a sea prepared out there. And I don't know, but I just feel like, Brother Jeff, when Jesus looked at Peter and said, come, that he had more than Peter just in his eye. Now, come on here. I believe that when he spoke this salvation word and he said that whosoever will let him come, my name was included in that. Hallelujah. Oh, I love salvation, don't you? I love the goodness of God. I love the vastness of God. Even though I cannot scratch it, even though I can't preach it all, even though I can't tell you how big He is, I can tell you what He is. He is one that is not a failure. He is one that's made something that's an ample supply for you and I to be able to hold on to. When He looked in that ship and He saw Peter, if John would have said, can I come too, Lord? Come on. Oh, help me right here. Help me right here. I believe he'd have said, come on. As I read that scripture to you over there when he bid him to come to the supper, and that servant looked at his Lord and he said, Lord, I've already done all that. I've already went out and compelled him to come in. Yet there is room. Can I tell you tonight? Call that name out, Bub. Call that name out, Bob. See, he's got you in his mind because you've decided. We've all decided, Sister Charlotte, to step out of the boat. If you please, if I can say it that way tonight. But can I tell you, when he looks at you, when he looks at each one of us, Sister Jane, when he looks at you, what is that young man's name that you keep turning in prayer requests for? Yeah. John, Bill, and Mike. And then there's one that continues you keep giving a request out for. Who? Tony. Tony. We have a Tony here tonight? See, there ain't one. He's not just looking at one Tony.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
God. I know I may not be shooting this right where it needs to land, but let me keep shooting if you don't mind. But I'm telling you tonight that we may be in the boat right now, and there may be some safety there because we're inside it. But let me tell you this evening that though this world is raging like it is, and though it's threatening us, Brother Jeff, and telling us they're going to shut our church down before too long, we're going to make it so hard on you that you're not going to be able to keep going like you are. And I tell you tonight that when He looks down upon us, He told us that He would not leave us nor forsake us. And I tell you tonight, when He looked at Peter, He also saw John. He saw Matthew. He saw all those disciples. And He said, come.
Yes,
he did. Oh, this is a holy way. Can I tell you tonight, He's got your loved ones on mind too. When He's looking at you, He sees those. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Lord, I'm here. I've done everything that You told me to do. Lord, I've went the extra mile. I've walked like You told me to walk. I've laid off the world. I've picked up Your Word. I'm trying to read it. I'm trying to study it. I'm trying to do just exactly what You want me to do. Just exactly. But Lord, there's still room. Can I ask you a question tonight? Is your heart so full? Come on here. Is your heart so full tonight that you don't have room that you can pray for someone else? Come on. Come on here. Is there yet any room left inside you that you can pray for that neighbor's child?
Is there something left in you that would cause you? I feel the blessing of the Lord here tonight, Granny. It just feels so good. We felt like shouting there a while ago. I felt the power of God so strong that I felt like, Lord, is it going to get any better than this? And I tell you tonight, though the blessings come, there's room for more. Glory to God, we're going to be tried, children. There's going to be trials come our way. But oh, come on here. We got to stand right in the middle of it. Come on, we won't burn. Let the devil pour the heat on. Come on here, saint of God. Listen to me. Come on here, saint of God. Pray. When the heat of the devil comes on us and he tries to put the fire to us, we don't have to bend tonight. Hang in there. Brother Jeff, I've been watching you since I got saved. Brother Johnny, I've been watching you since I got saved. I've been watching you elders. And now I've been looking back even at some of the younger ones. I've been watching them that have been saved a long time. And listening to the testimonies of how grand it was way back there in those times. And I tell you tonight that there's something that pulling me that's been with him. There's something that's pulling me that's been with her. There's something that's reaching out for me, have bidden me to come, even though it's called you, and even though he sent you, and even though he's using you, even though he's making a way for you. He's a calling me, and he's a calling each one of us at the same time. And God's a healing. He don't just heal Albert Hale. Albert Hale's already gone to heaven, I believe. The healing by virtue of the Lord's still here. The power of God's still with us. Amen. Lord, there's still room. There's still room, Lord. Listen to this right here. Again, let me read this to you. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Now listen to this. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. The thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and destroy. But if there's more room out there in that sea, then why do I have to stay in the boat, Sister Debbie? Praise God. I'm glad for Sister Ruby and Brother Benny. I mean that. I talk about Brother Benny so much. He was my pastor. Just those little quirks that he could do, the way he'd do things, just blessed my heart, the way he'd say things. It was humorous in a way, but Brother Gary, it was wisdom at the same time. And I loved to hear him when he would talk to people as we rode the bus. And Brother Benny, every time he'd get on that bus, he'd say, check those lug nuts, Brother Jeff. Check those lug bolts. Check them out and make sure it's all right. But I said, Brother Benny, Brother Lloyd, I've already checked them. But Brother Benny told me to do it. I said, well, don't do it. Brother Jeff said, no, my pastor told me to. I said, well, all right, let's check them. Brother Benny knew, or he was troubled. Brother Benny was troubled. And the Lord was telling Brother Benny, come and hear what I got to say. There's something going wrong out here. I want you to come. You see, Brother Jeff, he spoke to Brother Benny. He talked to Brother Benny's heart. But Brother Jeff, and I know this may not mean a whole lot to you, but I'm telling you, there's more to it than just saying my four and no more. But Brother Jeff chose to do what the man of God said, just the same as God or the Lord told the man of God to do. Brother Jeff decided to do it. Well, Brother Jeff decided to do it. I thought, well, if he's going to do it, I don't want him just to be the only one to do it. I'll just get out of here and do it too. Can you see how the Lord's bringing us together? But listen to this. It said, I am come that they might have life. Life? Yeah, well, I've got life. Well, yeah, we laid our hands on a few of them a while ago. The Lord blessed. The Lord helped. The Lord came by. But you know, he gave us life. He let us have life. And you know what? He said he'd give us the fullness of it. But there's more. Can anybody tell me what the rest of that scripture says? You don't have to. Huh? He said, I come, but I come to give you life. Come here, Brother Jeff. Come right down here, would you please? He said, I've come to give you life. Lord, if it be me, or if it be you, bid me to come.
That's right.
Well, he said, come.
Amen.
Now, when you look right through here, who do you see back there, Brother Jeff? Huh?
Choir full.
I don't know about you, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Choir full.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
He said, I've come to give you life.
Amen. Glory to God.
Now, we're not going to stop right there. He said, come.
Amen.
Now, boys, if this is the water out there, and I'm going to go, and you know that I could drown out there, you're not really sure who's out there, but he looks at me and he says, come. You don't. Holy God, holy God. Oh, you don't have to. They didn't either, and they didn't. They didn't, Granny. But Sister Ruby preached the gospel to you, elders. Brother Benny preached the gospel to some of us. Some of you that came from other places and here, your pastors and your preachers preached the gospel to you, and telling you and compelling you to come on in. Listen, it's not just the sinner we need to talk to out there. We need to talk to each other. Come on up. It may be just a few more rungs that you are ahead of me, Brother Jeff. I want you to know something. I'm right on the trail, brother. I'm right behind you. You see, Brother Jeff, and the Lord told him, come on up here a little higher. Brother Jeff's looking down here at me and saying, Brother Lloyd, come on up. It's really not as bad as you think it is. There's a few more rungs you got to climb. There's a few more trials you got to go through. There's a few more things you got to do. You even got to put up with Yankees. But thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And he's a compelling us to come on out of the boat. There's a lot of room out here. You see, I've come to give you life. Oh, yeah. Just enough, Brother Johnny Justice. He gave you just enough life that you can make it. Oh, no. Now, how many years you been serving the Lord? 63 years. I've been serving Him 30 this month. 30 years old, y'all. Don't look at the... Right now, I feel younger than that. 63 years. Brother Johnny gets up here and takes prayer requests and looks out over top of this Sunday school and his Sunday school superintendent, and he's up here quoting scripture to us. When he comes out behind the seat when the Holy Ghost moves on him, Brother Johnny's a compelling us. Come on out of the boat. Come on, there's more to it just sitting there on the seat. Come on, Brother Johnny, get up here and he'll cut them hands out and thump them feet. Woo! You ever heard him do that? Thank God. There's more of it. We can do more than just, oh, hallelujah. There's more of the Lord. There's more of it. And we got so much of it that we can't contain it. You see, it was given to us. It was put in. Oh! It was put in so good and just right that he pressed it down. And he stuck some more in there and pressed it down. Thank you. Stuck a little more in there. He pressed it down. But I've come to give you life. I've come to give you life. Just enough, man. Don't tempt me. But he said, I've come to give you something. See, all out there, Brother Henry, Peter had to learn something. Peter had testimony none of the rest of them had. Come on here. Peter had a testimony none of the rest of them had. They were all his disciples. Peter can look at him and he can say, yeah, he bid me to come. But how many of us can look at the Lord right now and him bidding us to move out? Oh, glory to God, Brother Johnny. This thing is so good. It's so good. Woo! 63 years of it. My Lord, I just can't imagine how much better it's going to be, Brother Ham, in 63 years. It'd be 33 more years that I've got that I can serve the Lord if I make it as long as he did. Oh, I don't know about you, but he said he came to give me life. He said, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to press it down. Then after I press it down, I'm going to take it and press it some more. And I'm going to press it some more. And then I'm going to shake it and put it together and put some more in there and press it down and shake it together. And then, Brother Johnny, we can take so much of the Lord that He said He'd give it to us to running over. Didn't He do it? Didn't He say He'd give it to us running over? He said, I came to give you. I came to give you. I came on the water. I came on the wind. Hallelujah. I went up the mountain. I got in the Spirit. I was changed. But He said, I came to give you life. And not just a little life. But He said, I came to give you life and give you life more abundantly.
I told my wife today, I said, this is too big for me. This is so good.
Glory to God. He said, I come to give you life. Yeah, He did. He came. And He came, but He's still coming. Oh, help me. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, He died on the cross. He died on the cross. He went in the tomb, but He came out of the tomb to where He could come to you and I and supply our every need. Ain't it good? What was that black man said? I got 5 words for this. It's good. And I might have it that you might have it. So I'm going to give it to you that you might have it. You might have it more abundantly. 2 Corinthians 9:8 said, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Somebody tell me, you should preach tonight. Because He said He gave you all. Somebody tell me how much all is. I'm getting ready to quit. Believe it or not. Somebody tell me how much all is. What was it? What, Brother Henry? What did you say, Sister Kathy? Everything. Every bit of it. Ain't no pint in here, all of it. Somebody tell me how much all is. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I got 30 more scripture I want to share with you, but time don't permit. I told you I was going to quit. But He said all sufficiency. Tell me how much all is. But God shall make all grace abound towards you. Tell me how much it is. I'll tell you how much it is, that there was a sea full of it out there. As long as Jesus stepped on top of those waves, Peter began to sink. Peter said, Lord, I'm afraid. You're going to have to help me. Well, Peter, Jesus reached down, just picked him up, pulled him right up out of the way. Come on here now. There's something about this thing that'll cause you to want more of it. Amen. 63 precious years of it. But He said, I came to give you life. I know. You see, if you want more of it, how do you get more than all? Oh, bless your heart. You look stumped. How do you get more than all? Well, today, I made it through today, or I excelled today, or I'm just as ecstatic now as I was last time I said it. I'm just as full right now as I was yesterday. But you know, it seemed like there was something began to grow. And Brother Johnny, what I prayed through on yesterday, There seemed to be more room in here now. All of a sudden, there's room for more. All of a sudden, all that I bid the Lord for yesterday, He's already supplied that what I needed, supplied my need now. Not everything I want, but that I need. And now all of a sudden, here I have, I went through yesterday, and now today, it just seemed like when I prayed what I prayed to yesterday, there's something more out there He's wanting me to have. Oh, glory to God. I don't know about you, but there's more to it than speaking in tongues. Well, I kind of liked it, Brother Mike, when I spake in tongues. What a blessing. But I prayed through yesterday, and I spake in tongues. I'll just get down and pray that same prayer today. Well, it just seemed like it didn't do for me what it did yesterday. Because you see what the Lord done for me yesterday, He helped me to grow just a little bit. He helped me to pull a little farther along toward Him. He, when I read His Word and He began to reveal to me and to help me to come closer to Him, there was something that more, there's more room in there. Master, there's more room in there. Will you help me, Lord? I've done all that. I've already went out and told them all to come in. I've witnessed to everybody I can witness to. I've told everybody. I've visited the sick. I've done this. I've done that. But Lord, there's still more room. How do you get better than all? Does that answer your question? He'll get there every day. There's an ample supply. Every single day, He's got more that He'll share with us. And then after He shares it and we begin to taste of it and He realizes He can help us and trust us with it, He just gives it to us. Now, I'm going to trust you with this. A cousin of mine, after Grandma Coral died, the Lord told her that He handed to her the work that Grandma Coral did. She had a list of all her children, all her loved ones. And when there was a new one came along, she added it on that list. We'd have had Skylar Page on there if Granny had still been alive. But she added them all on that list. The Lord told her, He said, I've given you this work to do. Pray over this list every day you pray. Pray over this, or every time you pray in a day. Pray over this list. Well, He's given us more to do. And I'm, like I say, I'm quitting right here. I'm quitting. If they'll get us a song, come to the piano, whoever. Tara, Josh, whichever one, either one. Come on the piano. Have you got room for it all? Peter done just exactly what all that Jesus told him to do. He came. But you see, if we're not careful and we look at the things going on in life, Sister Bessie, I'll be scared to death. If I'd done what my flesh wanted to do when they began to tell us the laws, Brother Gary, and these things that's coming on us, I'd resign this job now. Go get me another job so that I wouldn't have to put up what this world's going to come at us with. But you see, He gave me grace. He gave me life, Brother Charles. He didn't just give me something that I could toy with and shoot marble with. He gave me something that is precious. He gave me something to hold to and to cherish. And what He gave me to cherish was life. And He said, I'll give it to you more abundantly. Now, like I say, I don't want to preach something to you that's not in the Word of God. But I can't help but believe that Jesus had His eye on those other disciples too. Come. Well, yeah, they all went on to be great men, except for Judas. They all were just the biblical examples that we need. But can I tell you right now, tonight, we can be biblical examples for this day we're living in. Not a conforming to the rest of this world type example, but I'm talking about a biblical, holy example. We went someplace today, and while we were there, we were sitting down. And I looked back over my son's shoulder. And when I looked over there, there was a lady. She was just doing this number. Just up and down. Just looking up and down. She looked over and she whispered something to her husband. And it pointed over at Sister Kathy. Sister Kathy had her back to her. She didn't know it. I thought, straighten your hair, baby. They're checking you out. She just sitting there on that chair. And that woman was looking. And she looked past my wife, my daughter-in-law. That man looked over and he went, There wasn't another person in there they looked at. We was the only holiness people in there that I know of. I didn't see everybody. But I know the ones on the non-smoking side, they went up for them. I hope there wasn't no holiness ones on the smoking side. But brothers and sisters, he said he'd give us life and he'd give it to us more abundantly. I don't know about you, but I'm happy with what I have. But I'm happy he's got more to give me. Aren't you? Aren't you happy he's got more to give you? Aren't you happy that he asks of us to seek him daily? You got a song ready? Aren't you glad that he's given it to you? Oh, I've made mistakes. And yes, I will make more. But I do not want to forget that he said he'd give it to me more abundantly. The blessings of life belong to the children of the Lord, not the world. I guess I could have went into the scripture that we studied this morning in Sunday school class about being the light of the world, but maybe I better not. Not right now anyway. But aren't you glad there's more room? Aren't you glad there's more room in him? And when he pulls us closer to him, there's more room that comes in us that we can help more to go. I'm amazed. I really am amazed at the preachers of our day. Talking about the holiness preachers. I don't know about anybody else. But the holiness preachers of today, of how many souls are being won and how many churches they're saving, how many churches that are getting ready to fold under. You send a good holiness preacher by and he'll preach them out of the mully grubs and he'll bring them up because Jesus said, I come to give life. He didn't come to kill. That's what the devil came to do. He didn't come to destroy. That's what the devil came to do. He didn't come to murder us and destroy us. But he came to give us life. And that more abundantly. I'm going to open the altar. If there's anybody that would like to come and receive the Holy Ghost tonight, this altar's open for you.
We get old, but this don't get old, does it? We get wore out, but this don't wear out, does it? Glory to God. Heal my mokota. Heal my mokota. Woo! Woo! This is good, isn't it?
Woo!
This was spoken up by the prophet Joel. In the last day, saith God, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. As Brother Lord just preached for everybody. Everybody that wants this can get it, can't they? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream. Your young men shall see visions. Glory to God. And all these great things will they do, praise God, in this life. But thank God, after all, I'm going to take you to heaven. I'm going to prepare the place in heaven for you. And there's plenty of room, as Brother Lord just preached. There's plenty of room for everybody. All we've got to do is prepare ourselves down here. Thank God, and we'll go where he is.
Woo!
I'm glad for glory to God, glory to God. I'm glad for him this evening, aren't you? I'm glad that he made a way when there was no way for mankind to be saved. Brother Henry, we don't have to go to hell, do we? We don't have to go down below, but praise God, we can go where Jesus is. Hallelujah. I'd love to see everyone up and down this community, up and down this Ohio Valley, find God before it's too late. I've got a son, I'd love to see him find God. I've got some grandchildren, I'd love to see him find God. They may profess, but I possess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got to possess. If we go where Jesus is, we can't just profess, but we've got to possess for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me get out of here.
It in the way, thank God. This is what we need. To be obedient to the Lord. Come in here and told me a while ago, said, Brother Lord, I just ain't got no energy. Looks like he's got plenty of fire in him up now, thank God.
Hallelujah. Brother Lord, talking about me coming to shine sometimes. You should have seen me about 20 or 30 years ago. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God when the Lord would get a hold of this. Oh boy, praise God. Praise God.